Okay, go ahead.
Well, good morning. This is a special meeting to discuss the endowment funding for the library, endowment and grant funding for the library. Sandy, would you do a roll call?
Yes. In attendance today, we have our library director, Jody Robinson, and then Hal Murdoch here as our city representative. And then members of our library board of trustees, we have Kelly Beeson, we have Doug Sorensen, Linda Sorensen, and Sandy White.
Very good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And we really won't be doing the reading of the last minutes from the last meeting. So,
no.
So, Jody, why don't you give us just a short overview of what we need to do?
Okay. Well, I was approached by Jason. He wanted to know the restrictions for the endowment fund. I talked to Angela. She informed me that the rules that she was given were, and I think I sent this in the email, were that it has to be whatever expenditures are done, they have to be approved and recommended and approved by the board. They have to be tangible to our patrons. And then she also said that it wasn't always consistent, that there was some talk about only spending what interest was accrued. I went through, and what you have, the bundle papers you have, I went through everything I could on the computer to try to find anything about the endowment fund. So these were board meetings where they specifically talked about the endowment fund, and so that we have an idea of what in the past has been spent, had the monies have been spent on. And yet then in talking with Anona, she has like specifics on what dates, which I couldn't find. This last, in 2019, there was $756 spent on Pentworth, which is a book company, children's books, but that wasn't in any meeting notes. So I want to get it in writing, in a maybe a policy of as to what you guys are okay with. And the reason I want to make sure this is okay is because the city applied for a grant to do some preservation work on the building. Mm-hmm. It was a $10,000 grant, and they want to use this money to match that grant, which I was told by Angela that is not okay. So I want to have everything in line to be able to give Jason that information.
You mean it's not all right for the city to match?
It's not. The endowment funds aren't meant for matching grants.
For restoration, okay. Or matching grant programs.
Okay. And what's funny is, like, you'll see this first one is Angela used $13,000 to have the windows refinished. So that is a restoration. And it is tangible to our our patrons, because if we didn't have windows, we may not have a library.
Yeah.
So it there's a fine line, and I just want to kind of make that.
Is the endowment money a yearly basis?
So there was, I'll show you this. Excuse me. In 2001, Beaver Library and several other places, Vixie Dolores Shepherd Barton was the woman who donated, and it was $45,000 at the time. It's down to $25,000, and it is in a PTIF, which is a public treasurer investment fund. And yes, the last time that it was used was in 2019, which isn't in any board. And I did even make a call to the people that prepared this. Mm-hmm. The man that is dead.
Okay.
But the woman I talked to, I should say, and she's older as well, said that she would go and dig through her files, which means files, paper files.
Right.
And get back to me as soon as she could. So right. I don't know that we'll get much out of that.
Right.
But he died when he was 109 in 2014. So he was,
that's awesome.
It was kind of,
that's awesome.
It was kind of exciting to look into it.
Yeah.
So I know the two biggest purchases that have been made are the children's bookshelves out here, mm-hmm. and the copier. Question for me is, Doug and Linda, do you remember much about any spending before? Do you remember being involved with that?
I remember the shelving mm-hmm. for the, was it Bark Doll that built those?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
And I was on at the time of the copier.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I think if I read it right, they were both at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
So you're just wanting the verbiage to put this into a little a policy.
Something written rather than word of mouth from Angela.
Okay.
And Angela did say that when she was given those rules, that it was decided by the city council, the board members. So it was written, or it was said at one point. I just don't have that far back of records.
Right. So they've done this before. Because we transferred $13,600 to general fund to be used as a match for the CLG grant for window refinishing. So, according to that, it's been done before.
It has been done. That being said, Angela said it's not. You shouldn't use it to match a grant.
You shouldn't, or you couldn't.
She said it cannot be used.
Okay. Is that something that came from the family, the Barton family?
I don't know who made those decisions. That's why I reached out to the attorney.
Okay.
Was to see if there was something that the family actually had.
Right.
Well, when we got the email, go ahead.
There's nothing in the bylaws that refer to this, is there?
Not that we could find.
Yeah.
When we got the email, I did a Google search, and I found what I thought was a good outline, good format for this very thing, but a number of them seem to all have this one clause or something close to it. Monies from this account are to be used in such a manner that it does not lessen any or substitute for monetary support from the state, county, city, or other sources of public funds. So to me, if the city needs a grant for whatever, then the city needs to come up with their funds,
right.
General fund, whatever they have, and not pirate off the endowment fund. The other thing that I got was that for a lot of endowment funds, you're really only allowed to take off accrued interest, and if you don't have an expenditure in your say 3 or 4. Then that interest basically carries over to the principal and continues to build. But a lot of them were specific that the fund itself, should be self-sustaining. You don't want to basically pirate off the mm-hmm. principal time after time, because then you won't have a fund.
But the way the interest rates are going, you're not getting very much in interest.
That was one of the things was that look at the interest is maybe like $100 a year or something. So it wasn't.
I'm still trying to get my head around this. This is a one-time gift of $45,000.
And at one point, there was a $5,000 donation by someone else. It was so there has been donation to it since then.
But there's not an annual.
No, it's just there.
Okay.
So anybody could put this in their trust when they pass and say, "Hey, I want to give $5,000 to the Beaver Public Library."
There's a specific.
We should let people know that.
It says about additional donations.
Yeah, the library accepts gifts made to enhance programs at the library or to be invested for future use. Gifts accepted include cash, securities, or real property, bequests in a will, gift of life insurance proceeds, charitable or living trust. So, to me, that ought to be incorporated.
I think that's a great idea. Also. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So... Yeah, these are some great things right there.
Yep, and this is for the entire operating expenditure for this group of libraries in Minnesota.
So, right.
We just have to pick and choose on what we put in it.
Yeah, I think a lot of what you've yellowed is great. I think we could take a lot from that. Just to guide the library.
I think that's really good right there, yeah. too.
Yeah, we can do wordsmith.
I think that, and yeah. then just, you know.
Yeah.
Does it say no funds expended from that without a majority vote of the board, or does it?
The board has to approve.
Yes, it has to be approved. Okay. Or recommend approve.
You know, and as I thought back, I'm not sure that I was, when we approved things, I'm not sure that I was aware of which part, you know, where it was coming from all the time.
Okay.
I don't think I was here on the windows.
Yeah, the window one was, she has a list. It says Amy Story, Sandy Collins, Stacey Elwell, Beverly Randall, Helen Finn, and Connie Fells. And I did question Beverly the other night at book club, and she didn't really remember.
She didn't, yeah.
I know there was a time when the windows were leaking so badly. And it was causing damage to books and...
Yeah.
And we've had, this past winter, we've had instances where we've had water on the shelves, and it's just the caulking around, you know. And so we have a new building maintenance guy, and he's been good to come over and caulk whenever I find something, good to come over and caulk. That being said, they'll be an ongoing maintenance, those windows will, years and years. So
I think just finding a condensed version of this, Doug, is going to be perfect, actually.
I was impressed with it, yeah.
Yeah, even the verbiage and everything. And then, it doesn't need to be this wordy because it's, you know, for their specific library, but...
Well, I think we need to have a purpose.
Yeah.
And we need to wordsmith that. Mm-hmm. And then the governance. And then, you know, pick these things that we've highlighted.
Right.
So. Pass that around, let people take a look at it. But Linda and I also talked about what types of things would be appropriate for the endowment fund to be used for.
Mm-hmm.
And we started out with shelving, display cases, furniture, special collections, books and technology, library, or
learning kits.
And then audiovisual. And then there was a list also as part of that, and basically it's kind of the same thing. But and we scratched up this group. There was one grant that was available to be used for maintenance and repairs, but that was specific as part of that one endowment that they got.
Mm-hmm.
And as we have talked about it, we just don't think that's appropriate to use our endowment for repair and maintenance.
Right. Well, and where on, you know, the city takes care of the grounds, city, you know, and I feel like that's their responsibility. Right. We're responsible for
maintenance,
what's inside.
Landscape,
I can see where you could use it for maintenance and then not have it for some purpose you really wanted it for.
And I.
There's always going to be maintenance.
And my impression was, look, this money's just sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do something with it. Where I'm not right now. This year we've had so many grants that I'm not in a need to use this money.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't want to just use it just because it's there.
Right. So that, be frivolous with it. Yeah. Just
one other question I have, since this is an original Carnegie building. Is there any funding that goes along with
being a Carnegie?
Mm-hmm.
The company that came in is definitely the grant, the people that came and looked at the building and wanted to know what preservation stuff. It was because it's an old building. It is specifically for preservation. It's not that they want. So I don't know if it's specific to Carnegie or not. But it was a preservation type of thing that we have some water damage here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and that's where they aren't, you know, we got a new light fixture for the front. I had to make sure it was period, those kind of things.
Right, right.
So it is a historical thing.
Yeah.
But if they've applied for this grant, they needed to know where that money was going to match before.
Yeah, and the computers are original. They match the original computers when the library was built.
Yeah, probably. No, actually, we haven't... The to certify. We can't have any computers that are older than 8 years old. So that's a new thing.
Are they newer than 8?
Yeah, most they change out. Maybe their screen isn't, but they change out the actual computer.
Okay. And the city does that.
But we have it. We have a budget just for IT.
Well, the reason I asked about funding from the Carnegie, they have a fund for the heroes, and it's worth millions.
Yeah.
And they've been handing out forever to individuals who are heroes, and sometimes they support the family if the person died in the act of heroism. So, you know, is there another part that has money for these buildings?
I would imagine somebody's probably come up with something that.
Yeah.
I know they do tear them down.
While you're talking about maintenance, Jason didn't go into any detail with me, but he said there's some water damage coming from under the ground. That's probably the old galvanized pipes.
Downstairs in our story time room, in our children's program room, we've had a wet spot on the carpet. There's no water on the walls, and even the piece of carpet that runs along the bottom of the wall. Sandy and I walked down this morning, and it's not wet. But it was fun yesterday. We were through the whole building looking for anywhere, because it's hard to know where the plumbing is in the old part of the building.
Oh, yeah.
So we turned the sprinklers back on, and one was hitting a window right above where, and so they think that maybe it was just saturating. So they water at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon the next day when we realized it was wet. So it's taking that long for it to seep down. And then obviously there must be a crack in the foundation for it to seep up into that. We think that
could be a can of worms.
Yeah,
that could be.
Yeah. It's probably that old galvanized pipe plumbing.
Well, but it doesn't feel like it's actually through the plumbing. It just where the sprinklers are. Maybe there's a broken sprinkler, something in there, but it's seeping into the ground coming up through wherever crack in the foundation.
I imagine trying to find like schematics of this building at one time. Oh. You know, plumbing or just blueprints or something would be impossible.
We've been fighting that in our house literally since we moved in.
We have issues with that as well. Our front porch, they used to have a sprinkler system, and it was broken down in there, and we'd get water in the basement.
Yeah.
And it was just, it wasn't inches of water. It was just enough that we have this damp and then the mold and then all the other fun things.
Yeah, the fun stuff that goes with it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm willing to just accept this with just some changes to reflect Beaver City, you know, the governance, mm-hmm. Beaver City, and our library network. And otherwise, I think it's great. Even the purpose, I think, is great. And then adding what you and Linda had talked about.
Too. Yeah. And then this had possible uses for the fund was furniture and equipment, collection expansion, technology, expansion of services, programs and shows. And then that pretty much coincides with what we had written
here. Right,
yeah.
So
we incorporate these two. And then also the clause that the endowment fund is not for maintenance or repairs.
Because you can see the city going for that right off the bat to get that matching. You know, one possibility is with the monies available for xeriscaping, you know, maybe those two little sections of lawn could be done to take care of that and eliminate that as a possibility of the problem.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I agree with that. And then because if they're going to dig it up, they might as well not, you know.
They don't play there, do they? I mean, it's not really.
No. Not when we have the whole park to.
I agree too. I think we would want to make sure that in that verbiage, though, because it still seems a little wishy-washy to me, is like, so can we match it or not? Because it says to replace funds from the state. And I say we just add also or match.
Right. Right. Oh. Yeah.
You know, yeah. Because that was a specific wording that was used. Can we use that to match this? Mm-hmm, and it's mm-hmm. like, let's just make sure that that word is in there.
Right.
Because I could see that two more expenditures and this endowment's gone.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, I don't have any qualm against, you know, what's happened in 2017 or whatever they needed previous to that. But I think from now moving forward, we need to protect this
fund. Got a little cushion there.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't happen.
And have a general one so that if you get more donations and things.
That more can go into that. Mm-hmm. And instead, and just like our policies, let's group all the, mm-hmm. all the things together. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You probably don't know this. What options do we have for investing the endowment fund? Are there restrictions on that?
And see, there's nothing so that was given. That. Nothing that was given me from Angela. She didn't mention anything about investment. But then also, this is, and I'll let you look at this. This is the receipt. This is what was, and there's a whole list of. And Beaver Library is here, but it talks about other places that the fund was
allocated to.
There was lots of money.
Oh, wow.
that they doled out.
A million bucks.
Yeah. It.
Jeez.
Well, there's a big one that goes to Beaver High School.
Oh, is there?
From
mm-hmm. And who are these people?
So the front page tells her name. Dixie Barton.
Oh, Barton.
Dixie
okay.
Dolores Barton. The trust.
And that second page is a little more specific to Beaver, I feel like.
Oh, that's awesome.
Were they locals from Beaver?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. I know. I think I know. What's his name? Was it Roy? No.
It just says Dixie Dolores.
J. Cullen.
No.
C-U-L-L-E-N. J. Cullen. Or John and Nellie.
There were some Bartons that lived up there where Doug Erickson lives right now.
Hmm. This there's also J. Colin Barton and Dixie S. Barton and John P. Barton.
And Nellie Barton.
And Nellie Barton.
Scholarship Fund, yeah. Well,
these are all original Beaver names.
Must be, yeah.
Greenville.
Yeah, Greenville. It says Greenville.
But this is just kind of the legalese part of it. It doesn't really give any other information. So it'll be interesting if she can actually, the gal from the attorney's office could find something. I don't know. And the only receipts I have in here are for the shelving and for the copy machine. So
Then let's get a sense of where we're at.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're all comfortable with this outline and the things that we've highlighted. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then make sure that we include that the endowment fund is not for maintenance or repairs or matching mm-hmm. other
state
grants.
City funds or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. Should we just accept that as moving forward and we create a policy meet together again?
Mm-hmm. I
okay. Kelly, you initially accepted that. Does anybody want to second that?
I'll second.
Okay.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Unanimous.
Does that state in there that also it applies to that we agree to follow all state mandates as to use of endowment funds?
There's the governance. The governance of it.
That means the same?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that it's jointly funded in agreement by,
yeah.
You know, yeah. So it just needs to be changed to the proper names.
Wording.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the majority of us, I mean, I propose no, we don't match.
Yeah. Right, and then Doug made a note, right, not to match
not,
a grant.
Not, yeah. Yeah. So if it's in that word, that verbiage is in there, and then I can get that.
And so that by that vote, you can tell him that it was voted no.
Okay.
that we did our research and we, mm-hmm. yeah, I agree.
Could we, after this was drafted, could you send it out to us?
And yes.
We could agree by phone or sign it.
And yeah. Well,
so that we don't have to wait till our next board meeting.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Which is August.
First week in August.
Second week. Because these guys are going to be traveling the world.
That's right. Oh, okay. We postponed it a week.
Well, we could actually do it before that.
Yeah, we have to, right.
If we can get this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If we can get the draft together.
Okay. We can put this together and then email it out
okay.
on the list. And then we can all look at it. And then if it's agreed, we can come in and I'll sign it and be done with it.
Okay.
That's
a great idea.
Sandy has all of our emails already loaded. We don't have it in it.
Well, I have the group email that I sent to tell you you can respond to that. We need to take Roger off.
Yeah.
Sandy, when is that August meeting? I can't.
I want to say it's August 13th, but let me double check.
Okay. Because
August 10th.
Yeah, the 13th
10th.
Is a.
August. It was going to be the 3rd.
Right.
So.
The 13th is a.
It's not the 13th, is it?
Is it the 17th? I don't have it in my calendar.
I don't either.
Yeah, and I usually have everything in my calendar.
Let me find. I haven't put together the minutes quite yet.
I can go grab my.
I bet it's on my.
I wondered if it was on the 17th.
I think it. 17th is Wednesday, so that would be my guess.
This says, was it the 17th?
This says down here on this. Says the next meeting will be held September 6th at 5:30. What was that?
No, that's
May
3rd. Yeah.
Or is that an older?
That's an old one.
That's an older minute.
Yeah, 2012.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have this, our meeting on the 17th.
10 a.m. at the city office, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But if you need to see us in the meantime, yes.
So it's the 17th, not the 13th. Okay.
Did you say 5:30 again?
We're going to do 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Oh, this is, we decided to go morning, didn't
we? Yeah.
Well, we've got,
we're much more alert. That's good.
Yeah, me too. I was like, we might be needing a nap by then, Hal. That's pretty bad, huh?
Okay, so, yes.
Hal, let me ask you a question. Where is the city with their budget for this year and next year?
In the process of getting ready for this next year, first July.
But does it look like there's shortfalls or...
The funding look good? Does the funding look...
It's probably usual. I mean, it's probably the same as...
Tight.
Close to the same as last year, really.
Well, and I think that's what brought this up, is that he was looking at the budgets, and he was saying, hey, wait, there's a bunch of money here.
Yeah, and he didn't have time to talk with me. It was just a quick statement. He said, you know the library's got some water in the basement.
Yeah. Well, it's not wet this morning, but they did. I would have, I guess, left the water run and hit the window and see if that was actually. But they went ahead and moved the sprinkler.
Right. Which is,
and now it's not wet. So
right.
It's hard to know.
Is it over on and that corner?
It's the front.
The steps?
It's on the right hand side of the steps.
Okay.
In the front.
Okay.
So keep your eye on it, and if the sprinkler changes that situation, then we might know that it was just the sprinkler.
Right.
Yeah,
and
if it was underground plumbing, it'd be wet.
Wet all the time.
Exactly. So if they can, do something to maybe change the landscaping so we don't have to water out there.
Yeah.
With a quick Google search, it says, does the foundation have money available for the remodeling of or the preservation of Carnegie Libraries? And this is off of carnegiefoundation.org. And it says the Carnegie Foundation was not involved with the construction of Carnegie Libraries and does not have grants for remodeling or preserving any remaining Carnegie libraries.
That's good to know.
They the initial money to build it, but other than that, it was stipulated that the cities take care of it after and it was kind of in order to make them be responsible
and get involved.
And that's why typically with grants you have a match of some sort.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So.
Yeah, I'll go back and talk with Jason on that.
Yeah.
And see what
good
what monies are available.
What they can do.
And that was one thing that Angela, I know that was something that she liked to do was to write grants. I just have no idea where you, I mean, where's the database that says, here's all the grants available?
You so the Utah State Library gives me a lot of,
and I was going to say,
they give me a lot of resources. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, well, the money, the CLEFT grant that they, and I'm like, okay, can I use this? And no, you can't use, can I do this? No, you can't, you know, so mm-hmm. it's a lot specific. Of back and forth. It's a lot right. of like being, just being creative mm-hmm. with the way you word right. what you're asking for.
Right.
So well,
and they're
use that poem statement.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are. They are.
So it's a learning process.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Any more discussion?
I think so. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Very good.
Linda?